Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about buyer's accountability.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about the things that you are held accountable after closing as a buyer to follow the rules. Zoning is a big one. How you can use that property is relevant. You want to be in big discovery during your due diligence period to understand the available uses of a property.
And making sure that the current use, in fact, is a legal use within that zoning. We'll get into another thing called CCNRs a little bit later. That's privately imposed zoning equivalent that would apply to the property in its current and future uses. But what happens when a property was built, say, 1940, 1930, there were no zoning rules at that point. Now, since then, it has been zoned and rezoned and zoned again. Downtown Bend is a prime example. Oh, my goodness. What a train wreck they had as they were trying to come up with a uniform zoning map. There's portions of Eugene, Springfield, other communities that are much the same. And always check the current zoning and take a look. Is the use that you have in of the property a valid use, a legal use?
In my case, if it's not single family residential, clean, simple family living, then I do go down to the city and have the conversation, the municipality that that carries those rules to the game to make sure that I understand the current. And what's current is different than what has occurred on that property. Right now I have a duplex listed. It previously had a triplex use. So I went down to the city, trotted on down because we have an alley behind it, thinking maybe it could be triplex use again. You need to check and drill down on that. The rules have changed. It may be the minimum lot size has changed, things like that.
Well, let's go into another term. It's a grandfathered use. That means the use that was made of the property, in fact, the improvements were constructed prior to the time of a current zoning in place, and the use may have been established prior to that also. So what does that suggest? If the zoning, in fact, had changed, can you continue the existing and current use? Well, the term is, well, it's been grandfathered in. It's maybe a legal use, but a non-conforming use for the zoning.
Or it might be the use of the current owner, but the next owner will have to conform.
Bingo.
So look closer. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.